Hello and welcome. This is Terry Angel of Angel Speakers coming to you with the daily channeled message from the angels. And I hope you're enjoying this as they come every day and bring a message of inspiration, hope, love to all of us. So right now I am just going to connect with the angelic realm and see what they want to speak about today with all of us. Greetings, beloveds. Greetings and salutations. We love your warm energy. We love your openness to hearing and exploring and receiving the daily messages from us. Today we would love to have your attention about communication. We see the need in your world right now on your earth plane for more communication, for more openness, to really share what it is that's on your minds, on your hearts. So many are busy screaming out and blaming others and looking outside of yourself, saying, what is this all about? Why can't we have peace on earth? Why can't we have a world where people get along with each other? Well, beloveds, we do hear you. We do hear your cries. And indeed, we are right there, listening, encouraging, whispering in your ear to look at the inside, to look at what your part is in all of this. If you're sitting there on the sidelines saying, who's going to help? Who's going to save us? Are you participating in the solution? Or are you adding to the chaos? This is a time when all light workers must step up. It's time to step up to the plate and say, put me in. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to do my part. Instead of blaming and looking for someone outside of you to do their part. Cooperation and communication is what's going to bring a change in the world. You must be the change that you're wanting to see. If you want someone to do something, then do something. If you want someone to speak words of love and encouragement, then speak them. This is our message to you today. It may not be the message that you want to hear. It may not be that you're willing to accept that. So you must ask yourself, am I willing? Will I do my part? Or will I sit here on the sidelines and say, go team, go team, go do it. You can do it. You can win. You can go the distance. No, beloveds, sitting on the sidelines is no answer, because no action is indeed an action in itself. It's an action saying, I'm not willing to do my part. So the time has come to ask yourself, what is my part? What is my role? Am I just to be a coach? Am I to be a pitcher, a batter, a runner? What is my role? And when you find that out, when you ask that all-important question, and the answer pops into your head immediately, as it will, if you are open to hearing it, then you will know that path you are to take. You will know that you are to step up to bat, or you are to step on the pitcher's mound. Or perhaps you are out in left field waiting to catch the ball. But whatever your role is, dear ones, whatever it may be, it's time to play the game. It's no longer a time for planning. That's long gone. It's no longer a time for the team huddle. That's already happened. Now is the time for you to join the team. Now is the time to cooperate, coordinate, and to do your part. Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you ready? The game started. The crowd is there. The crowd is looking and saying, what is this game? What are we playing? What are we doing? Who do we cheer for? Will you show the way? Will you hold the torch up and let others see? Here is the game, right here, right now. And I'm doing my part. It's all your decision. You have the free will to sit on the sidelines if that's what you choose. But if you're sitting on the sidelines and you're not in there playing the game, then do you have a right to say, who's going to help us? Who's going to step up and play? Who's going to make a difference in the world? No, beloveds. If you're sitting on the sideline, idly waiting, then do you see that nothing will change? You will always be just sitting there waiting for the change. Many will not like this message. Many will say, I'm not ready, or it's not up to me. It's not my place. Why don't those in charge do something? They're the ones. They're responsible. They took on the role. Well, guess what, beloveds? You all took on the role. You all came here to make a difference. You came here to do a job. And no, you may not like hearing that. But it's the truth. It's what you signed up for. So what is your job? What is your role? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. And then see if you're still willing to follow through on your commitment. And we will leave you with that. And so it is.